Unbreakable shirt? Arya had trained relentlessly for this unavoidable, fateful day. This was the day that defeat was not an option. Her mind raced through all the probable scenarios. She believed none would result in failure. She stood vigilant out in their spacious backyard, wearing her usual light shirt and blue shorts. A gentle breeze came through, causing her long, reddish-brown hair to dance in the wind. Ryza seemingly sprang out of nowhere and said those faded words.
Ryza thinks it's a wonderful day to inflate some Arya boo balloons! Yeah!
Arya stared back at small blue-haired cat girl in defiance while she stated,
Ryza, today you will not break this shirt!
Oh, really, Nya?
Ryza curiously replied, her cat ears perking up in interest as a mischievous smile crept across her face.
Is that a challenge, Nya?
Arya gulped. Suddenly, her seemingly steadfast resolve was shaken by Ryza's expression. Ryza began to think and talk to herself.
Should Ryza use a tire pump? Ryza hasn't tried a leaf blower yet. Or maybe Ryza should. Nya-ha!
And with a glint in her eye, vanishes out of sight. Arya tried to take a deep breath and calm herself, but as she did, a hose was shoved into her open mouth from behind, followed by the familiar creaking of a tank's valve. She looked over her shoulder to see Ryza with a large green helium tank, happily wagging her scruffy blue tail. Within moments, Arya's cheeks bulged out as they filled up with a lighter-than-air gas. Then Arya's ample breasts began to perk up and inflate like balloons, with her nipples becoming increasingly visible through her top. They expanded through cup size after cup size, but Arya's shirt kept stretching along and covering them without much trouble at all. Ryza smirked playfully as she got a delightful idea.
Arya's shirt may be unbreakable, but what about Arya's shorts, Nya?
She asked mischievously, as her hand on the valve gave off a light bluish glow. Arya tried to mutter a response as her huge beach ball breasts suddenly halted in their size advance, and now it was her butt and somewhat in her hips that were quickly blowing up.
Mm-hmm,
muffled Arya through the hose. Arya quickly undid her belt and started to try take off her shorts, but her ever-expanding hindquarters put a stop to that as her shorts began to tight to move. She'd had only planned for her shirt to be affected and wasn't prepared for this. Bigger and bigger, her butt inflated as it began to expand out the top of her shorts, stretching them even further out.
Balloon butt, Nya!
Ryza cheered. Arya did her best to focus and channeled her mana bots into the shorts to allow them to keep from ripping. As she did, the helium shifted again into her ballooned breast, renewing their steady inflation. Ryza said with a devious chuckle,
Time to take it from the top again!
Arya's breast, already pointed upwards, began to lift her head off the ground as they now reached near weathered balloon size, but Arya's shirt still stretched out to cover them. Ryza waved at Arya as Arya floated higher and higher while her breast expanded bigger and bigger. Arya began to wonder how big would Ryza make her before she gave in. Would she inflate her bigger than a house? Bigger than a parade balloon? Bigger than a city? It was in this worried moment her concentration wavered, and tears began to spread rapidly in her shirt. Ryza smiled happily as she watched as Arya's shirt ripped this way and that, her ballooning breasts bulging from every which way they could. Arya mumbled, as she knew what was about to come about.
Rip!
Arya's massive boob balloons broke free of their stubborn confines and surged forth to an even more giant size, due to being no longer constrained. As they bounced around a bit while still being continuously inflated, Ryza hollered from below Arya.
Ryza wins again, Nya!
Responded a very embarrassed Arya.
Just a little bit more, Nya!
Ryza replied with a happy cat-like smile.
The tank is almost empty, or so Ryza believes, Nya!